Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm B.J. Smith. In my long and illustrious three-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal suit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no! BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win a game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
Yeah. Y'all already know what time it is. It's wrecking the game radio. Yeah, I got that coming soon. You know what I'm saying? I won't have to keep doing that shit. It's your boy DJ Smells So Good, man. I'm live. Out of the golden stall, y'all, I'm in stall number one. You know what I'm saying? The golden stall. Don't worry about it. If you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, then fuck it. Don't worry about it. Today is Tone It Up. Yeah, we're getting ready for November, y'all. November 5th through the 9th. Y'all already know where we're going to be. Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, yeah, holding it down for the official BTR. You know what I'm saying? Fan reunion, man. It's going down real big. All hosts. Invited all fans, friends, if you want to tag along, bring your ass on for a party that is bigger than the world can hold a handle. We are putting it down, man. This is what happens when great minds think alike, and we're doing it for a positive cause. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all be in the place, man, because we're going to be doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? And so today is Tone It Up Thursdays. You know, I normally tone it down, get you ready for the weekend and Friday and all that good stuff. But what I'm doing today is giving everybody, I got some links and everything, you know what I'm saying, to check out where y'all can go. And y'all got, excuse me, I am installed number one. This is part of toning up. You got to cleanse your body, y'all. You can't be walking around, you know, bunch of crap all up in you. Got to clean your bodies out. Y'all be walking around eating junk food all day and all that. So, you know, I normally do Tone It Down Thursday, but, you know, teach y'all a couple of techniques on how we can just simply tone your body up. You know what I'm saying? No, you ain't got to go and get your damn, you know, 30-day membership to the gym and get in there and, you know what I'm saying, bust a fucking pop a rod or anything. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to do that. It's really, calisthenics is your best friend. And what we don't do, at least male-wise, until we get locked the fuck up, is do the same shit that we do inside. We just, you know, we just don't do it when we get outside. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's no difference. You ain't got no weights when you're in jail. You ain't got no weights. Well, unless you're in prison, and you know what I'm saying, you got access to weights, but jail, you ain't got no weight system. So what you do, you come up with the workout program. You come out with a daily plan. When I get up, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some dips, or I'm going to do some push-ups, or I'm going to do some sit-ups. Simple calisthenics go a long way. Crunches are your most valuable tools that you can use for toning up. A crunch is a modification of the exercise. So say you're doing stomach crunches, you know what I'm saying? That's where you would lie down on the ground, your legs flat out. You know, y'all can try this if you'd like to try one. Because a lot of people have difficulty getting all the way up, you know what I'm saying, putting their hands behind their neck and, you know, and doing a full sit-up. So it's not necessary, you know what I'm saying, do a crunch. And a crunch will I'm telling you, if you were looking at all them crazy motherfuckers talking about them ripped and all this shit, you know, I'm hitting my crunches. Y'all check me out when I come up there in November. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on my crunches. So that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? And what you do is you work your way up. The moment you do one crunch, you do one of them, you do it correctly, you're going to feel it. If you don't feel it, you ain't doing the shit correctly. You know what I'm saying? But that's what you do. And you know, you start yourself off. Try to do like, you know, five of them. Try to do like 10 of them. You know what I'm saying? Just to see where your limitations are at. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go out there and just start, you know, doing all kind of crazy exercise and you don't know how your body is going to react to it. You know what I'm saying? And it will let you know. You know, if you're straining it too hard, your body is going to let you know. It's going to react. So you do have to prepare for it. Stretching is a very, 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 very important part of toning up, working out, or anything that you're doing with your body. You know what I'm saying? Even when you walk out the motherfucking house in the morning, really, you need to be stretching before you walk out the fucking house. You know what I'm saying? Your body, as you lay down and you dorming at night, your body continues to grow. You know what I'm saying? And if you get up in the morning and you stretch it out and you let all them limbs and all the muscles and tendons and everything that grew overnight and you stretch it out, you know what I'm saying? That's what you do. That's what stretching is for, is to stretch the muscles so they can build more muscle mass. You know what I'm saying? But you have to stretch them out. You know, or you'll tighten your muscles up and then you'll look like a motherfucking McCain and shit with your arms all stiff up. You know, that's probably why his ass was like that. He probably used to be a ex-bodybuilder. That motherfucker that stiff. I didn't try to lift too much weight and shit. You know what I'm saying? Now his ass can't even look like a air traffic controlman or something. Like he out there on the strip guiding motherfucking planes in and shit. You know what I'm saying? And his arm, he perfect at it because his damn arms can't move. But, you know, anyways, that means that. And that's the whole thing, man. Because we got this November when it comes down, you know, everybody normally waits till, you always put like, I'm going to get toned up, get ready for summer, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get hot and ready and get ready for summer. So, you know, you ain't got to do that, though. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, shit, I'm buffing up for wintertime. You know what I'm saying? Because one, shit, Florida ain't got no winter. We just got what we got. Y'all excuse me, you know what I'm saying? Coming out of you live at the Golden Star number one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how we do it. Yeah, I'm only human. I'm only human, people. Oh, you know. I'm just a pillar of perfection, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to, yeah, let some of that perfection out. And that's what we're doing today. So, yeah, let me get powered up, man, so I can throw y'all some links of importance, you know what I'm saying, and all that good stuff, man. And don't forget, we got a new address, people. We do have a new address, you know what I'm saying, as far as Trilateral Radio. You know, so we're trying to, you know, really communicate to the world. So if you got some info that you want to get read to the world, seen to the world, heard to the world, or whatever it may be, and it will be shared across shows because Trilateral Radio consists of myself, DJ Smell So Good, Goofy Bone over there in Straight Low Records, you know what I'm saying, in San Jose, California, and also my dog Seti, Baby Powder Fresh J, and he holding it over there in Dallas, Texas, you know what I'm saying? So we really running the airwaves, you know what I'm saying, day and night, you know what I'm saying, because me and Goof hold it down during the daytime and afternoon, and then nighttime, you know what I'm saying, Goof and Seti J come back and run it one more game, you know what I'm saying, so we really here. So, I mean, you looking for entertainment, that's what Trilateral Radio is all about. So, if you got show suggestions or something that you want to hear, or something you want to hear read, or song you want to hear, or whatever, if you got a crazy question of the day for Goofy Show, or if you got, what the fuck he say, a meaningless question that don't mean nothing. I forgot what the hell he said he be saying, some funny shit. But if you got any questions for us, or any kind of, you know, whatever you got, you know what I'm saying? Just want to say, man, y'all doing a good ass job. Send it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, the post office need help. And Mitch, everybody emailing nowadays. So that's why we don't take emails to none of the shows. We don't accept emails. You know what I'm saying? We prefer, you know, snail mail. Please put it in snail mail. Support your, you know what I'm saying, support your local post office. So we can, you know, keep some motherfucking jobs in America, man. Everything getting shipped out overseas and shit. So, and the address is 44... 02. That's 4402 North 34th Street. And that's in Tampa, Florida, 33610. Don't worry. If you come looking for that address, you will not find it. It might as well be a P.O. box. Yeah. And also, if you want to send your crazy questions straight to my dog Goofy Bone for his show, that you can send it to Straight Loc Records. That's STR the number 8 LOC, and Records is spelled RECORDZ, and that's at PO Box 270054, San Jose, California 95127. And that's JOSE for all you slow motherfuckers out there spelling San Jose and shit. I thought it had an H on it, man. My bad. I thought it was saying Jose. Yeah, man, y'all already know it. All right, so I'm getting pumped up. You know what I'm saying? Getting powered up here. I'm just getting the switch on and everything. Shouts out to my dog, BJ. Yeah, BJ, y'all check him out. I do got the VHS. You know what I'm saying? I'm still on the beta and shit. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Quality is in the VHS, so that's why I'm on it. You know what I'm saying? DVDs be scratching up. Hell, I still listen to tapes. You know what I'm saying? You know, bullshitting like a motherfucker. But, yeah. So, here we go. All right, y'all. I got switch up and running. All right, here we go. I got Muscle Man in the building. I got one of the Muscle Men in the building of one of the official Record and Game Radio trilateral sports trainers. He's here to discuss some tips and points to you all how to work out Mexican style. Yeah. What's your Mexican workout plan, sir? How you doing today?
How you doing? They call me Goofy the Pumping Iron Bone. And I just want to say, where the fuck's your chat room at, man?
Oh, my bad. You know, I was in the golden stall, man. I was in the golden stall number one. So, you know, I could, I couldn't pull nothing up. There you go.
I bet you were.
Everything should be up and running now. We are running. We rolled.
Hey, you don't have a tiny chat on, huh?
Yeah, I can throw that up.
Okay,
shit,
well,
y'all been complaining about the motherfucker so much. I was like, fuck that. I ain't going through the goddamn.
Oh, no, it hasn't been working lately, but shit. Y'all want to see a workout that's going to work out your whole body, y'all got to tune into Tiny Chat, because I'm going to show you some workouts. And don't get me wrong, people. I know they're penitentiary workouts, but shit, if you use these every day, do at least about a good 20 a day, you will start dropping pounds. And I mean dropping pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's the thing that kills me, man.
And the funny thing is that it, you have to go to the pen to learn this shit. You know what I mean? Or the county jail.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this workout that I'll show you people how to do, I mean, it's easy. But it's just, can you do it? For real.
So you do crunches and stuff, too?
The whole workout that I'm going to show you, it's called the machine. It works your whole body out.
Mm-hmm.
Every part of your body, it works it out.
All right, Pete, we live on Tiny Chat, you know what I'm saying, .com/DJ Smell So Good. That is the permanent home, you know what I'm saying, so y'all can log on. Check out the webcams and everything, man. If you ain't got a webcam, don't bring your punk ass on. I'm just playing. You can come to Tiny Chat.
Let me see what we do. Tiny Chat is.
Let's see. Yeah, you know my shit working. You know, I don't be on the motherfucker, but bitch work. That's what I need to do though. Take it. Matter of fact, show everybody how to do some correct push-ups. Push-ups. You gotta do some motherfucking crunches. That's my thing. Those crunches. You know what I'm saying? Cause a lot of people have hard times. Have a hard time, you know, coming all the way up, you know what I'm saying, doing a sit-up, you know what I'm saying? So an easy modification to that is just to do motherfucking a crunch. And I used to, you know what I'm saying, lay in the bed at night when I was in the military before, you know what I'm saying, soon as I lay down, I do about 100 crunches before I go to sleep every fucking night.
You know what? I think this workout that I'm going to show you, the military does it, I think.
Yeah, probably does. If the goddamn prison is just the military, does, ain't no motherfucking difference there.
For real, I mean.
Motherfucker, if you go to the goddamn army, your ass is going to prison. You got fucking prison with benefits, with fringe benefits. You can fuck, basically. Basically, you can fuck some real pussy instead of your hand or some imaginary ass pussy. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's the only motherfucking difference. I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm going to get fucked with nobody to say either. Man, please. Same shit. Yeah, I got a website too though that lists some funny workout techniques. You know what I'm saying? Gotta bring them up in a second. I don't know where it's at. Yeah. So what happened with old Boo News? I heard he called some problems anymore.
He was being a little baby and wanting to sleep in the bed with me because he has his own little cage and you know. I lock it up at night, but I had the window open last night, and it was kind of cold. So he starts complaining and wanted to jump in the bed with me. Woke me up at 6, well, I think it was 5 or 6:30 this morning. Crazy kid. But, yeah.
All right, where we at? We on AskMen.com. All right, we finna take it here, y'all. We finna ask some professionals. Fuck it. Let's see what the professionals got to say about the shit. About a workout routine. You know what I'm saying? About getting muscular fit. And I ain't talking about Lou Haney built, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about, you know, a toned up. You know what I'm saying? Just tone your shit up. Don't try to come that bitch looking like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger and shit. But, you know. Oh, they have an Arnold Schwarzenegger workout on. Ain't that a bitch?
No, they don't, do they?
Man, I ain't bullshitting. Hold on. I think I'm bullshitting. Once again, people. Not bullshit. I only read what I see. And that is the truth. There you go, bro. Man, check that out. And, yeah, so today's workout routine is provided to you by AskMen.com, A-S-K-M-E-N.com. And this is what we do. You hit the gym and you're faced with fours of ironclad equipment, rows of buzzing machinery, and Conu drum, whatever the fuck that is. You know, where do you start? You ask the pros like us. Find workout routines formulated by fitness experts such as Smelly and Goofy's Wet Back Shrimp Workout. Personal trainers like BJ, you know what I'm saying? Our personal trainer, BJ. And, you know, bodybuilders and celebrities, you know what I'm saying? We got all of that here, you know? So that's all the questions, man. I ain't finna be reading all that shit. Let's get into the motherfucker. Which one y'all want to go into first? We either got the editor's pick of the day, the easy 3-day workout routine. We got the gladiator workout. We got the Arnold Schwarzenegger workout. We got the fast workout fixes. Oh, we got 8 reasons why we fall off the workout wagon. We got the FBI workout. Y'all don't work out like the FBI. We'll do some circuit training. You know what I'm saying? What can it do for you? If y'all happen to be out in the winter, shit, got some outdoor winter training ideas. Or you can just do shock your muscle with some supersets. You know what I'm saying?
Shock your muscle with some supersets.
Yeah. Okay, real. Supersets. Man, what the fuck is that?
Oh,
damn, she look fucked up, though. Look at Denise Milani.
Hold on.
Some of these muscle-bound bitches to the right-hand side.
I'm in the Straight Loc Records gym right now, and trying to set up the other computer so y'all can see visuals of some workouts that I do that I'm telling you, that you will drop pounds. Since I went to jail on the 3rd, and I came out on the 12th at midnight, I've dropped... From when I was in there and I was doing these workouts, I dropped 6 pounds. 6 pounds. But shit, I was doing like 100 to 200 a day, so.
Wow! Congratulations!
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you very much. But yeah, for real.
All right, check this out, man. We got a. All right, what is it? 3-day workout. Okay. Since this is only a 3-day workout routine, you can't include each body part in sufficient cardiovascular training in such a short amount of time. The trick to getting a complete workout is to be efficient. So follow this easy 3-day workout routine, and you'll be performing a complete body workout in just a few days. All right? So here we go. And these are usually designed to be done within a 7-day period, y'all. So this is like a week-long shit to do, you know what I'm saying? Even though you can choose which days to go to the gym, it is recommended to have at least 1 day of rest time between each workout. You know what I'm saying? That's what they ask. But see, if you're working out, that really don't make no sense to me, because what you're supposed to do is, you know, rest. You know what I'm saying? If you do an upper body today, then you do, you know what I'm saying, lower body tomorrow. And then you come back the next day and continue doing arms, and then you come back, you know, what the, all right.
I don't know where you get your people, but my people tell me you lift weights on Monday, you run on Tuesday, you go back to lifting weights on Wednesday, you run on Thursday, and then Friday you lift weights again. Take Saturday and Sunday off if you want.
Yeah, like, let your muscles rebuild. So
exactly.
But, hey. Well, this is the suggested combination for your easy 3-day workout routine. All right, day one consists of your chest, your back, abdominal muscles, and cardiovascular exercises, doing at least 30 minutes. All right, day two, take the day off. We're going to listen to this, dog. I'm just going to read it. All right, day three, work on your shoulders, your legs, your abdominal muscles, and cardiovascular exercises. You know what I'm saying? A little running on the treadmills and shit like that. 30 minutes of that. Boom. Day four, you take a day off. In between these days, you do need to be eating some kind of lean cuisine type shit. Don't go in and, you know what I'm saying, work out and then you fucking fill your
lean
face with
cuisine.
Cake and bullshit. Yeah, something, you know, pastas and... I ain't talking about them lean cuisines. And them bitches ain't going to do nothing but piss you off. Them motherfuckers, yeah, eat about 10 of them motherfuckers and shit to feel something, you know, to feel healthy shit. Like, damn. Lean cuisine, I ain't getting it. So, yeah.
Lean cuisine.
Yeah, so that kind of, you know, it don't make no sense if you're going to eat 20 of them bitches, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, that ain't, you know, just eat like one or two of them, you know what I'm saying? And then come back for day five and do some more biceps, triceps, abdominal muscles, and cardiovascular exercise. All these for 30 minutes now. So total, you done did 90 minutes worth of workout. You know what I'm saying? And day six and seven, you know what I'm saying, you take the day off. So they say advising on which specific exercise to perform isn't necessary because everybody has access to different training equipment, and they have their preferred exercise for each muscle group. So instead, focus on what muscle groups to combine when exercising and how to efficiently distribute your 3-day workout routine. Keep in mind that the entire workout shouldn't take more than an hour and a half, including the cardiovascular training, and in order to work each muscle group adequately in such a short time, you will have to carry out 3 sets of 3 exercises for each group. Okay, that's what's up. That ain't too bad. You know what I'm saying? Do like 10 sets of, you know, 3 sets of 10 on your chest, 3 sets of 10 on your back, you know what I'm saying, then 3 sets of 10 on your abdominal muscles. And then... You know what I'm saying? If you done did that in 30 minutes, that probably ain't going to take you no more than about 15 minutes. And then, shit, jump on the treadmill or the step thing, you know what I'm saying? Do that bitch for like 10 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Boom, that's your whole workout. Really, you do what I do is I do 5 minutes on the treadmill when I start out because that's, you know, that gets all your muscles pumping and everything rolling, you know what I'm saying? And then I go ahead and I start, you know, lifting my shit. And then after I lift my shit, then I jump back on the treadmill, walk it out, you know what I'm saying, do a little run for a little minute, and then boom, that's my whole workout. Yeah, yeah. That's Lou Haney. I know. I'm Lou Haney. But shout out to what the fuck 186 Point Deuce.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. All right, so what we finna do, y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Talk about the trilateral commission.
Yeah, man, for real. Like, who the fuck is that new guy? We got a fucking new guy. All right, here we go. Let me crank my cam back up. See, we got some people on Tiny Chat.
Oh, yeah, you got
popping up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to cut this on. All right, welcome people to Tiny Chat. We broadcasting live. Y'all on Tone It Up Thursdays. We also live on the motherfucking radio. So if y'all like to click on the link, don't get your ass banned by coming in here dropping your bullshit in my room. I don't want to see it. Don't give a fuck about it. Tri-Loud Radio's what you into, and we're talking about working out. So if some of you fat motherfuckers is in this chat room, all right, Megatron, you just been banned.
What are you talking about? That's me.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Hey, y'all get off the weed, people. Don't smoke weed while working out. That's one key thing. Do not smoke weed while working out. Save that for after the workout, or you will be doing some shit like I just motherfucking about to do. It's because of mine. You know what I'm saying? There we go. Oh, shit, we bright, y'all. We bright. All right, yeah. Y'all see my muscles? Woo! In about November, y'all going to see that. That muscle from there is going to be up here. Yeah, it's going to be up there. It's going to be up there. All right. Count that as a game. I'm on my motherfucking three-day workout. Let's do my push-ups real quick. Hold on. Let me get my shit ready. We do some push-ups. All right. Yeah, y'all see me? All right, y'all. We finna do some motherfucking push-ups. I got to show y'all how to properly do a push-up, you know what I'm saying? So when you start doing your push-ups. Now, for females, y'all know y'all supposed to be on y'all knees, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to be nasty or nothing like that. You're supposed to do it on your knees. You get on your knees. What you do is you get on your knees and you get into a Muslim praying position, like you about to pray to the east. And, you know what I'm saying? And you cross your all right, Anon, get your punk ass out of here. Fuck you. And you have a good fucking day. You just been banned, punk ass bitches. If you come in my chat room, homie, you get your ass banned for stupidity. You know what I'm saying? We teaching workout routines. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to get your workout on and get swole, you know, listen to my homeboy, me and Goofy Bone. Look right there in the back. That's the workout center. We finna show y'all how to get your workout on, get swole. And if it's a woman, oh, that's mine, baby. I know they're looking sexy. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. For the show, y'all had to do a little workout up in here. Hopefully my wang-wang don't pop out my boxer shorts. Because, yeah, y'all get more than a workout. And this is what we do. So, ladies, check this out. If y'all is like this here, this is y'all position, right, to do a proper push-up, a proper female push-up. You get down on your knees, right? And let me show y'all this here real quick. All right, check this out. All right, boom, that's me right there. Okay, what you would do is you would, you know, put your palms face down, flat on the ground, you know what I'm saying? And then and you want to cross your feet over. You cross your feet over behind your back, you know what I'm saying? So you actually should be sitting on your feet.
Man, you need to spread that fucking camera out longer like mine's is where motherfucking you can see me and shit.
Right,
you know what I mean? Come on.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
I mean, you're all fucking clutter-fucked.
Right,
you know what I mean? It's like, come on.
Hey, all right, hold on, man, because I have to go put... Damn, hold on.
Look, let me show y'all...
You go ahead and take over real quick.
Y'all people, check this out. I'm Goofy Bone, host of 186 Point Deuce, where I'm going to show you a technique that's called the machine. Okay, you could do this technique several different ways, but I'm telling you, this is the best way to do it, right here. All right, hold on.
Yeah, that's how we do it. All right, here we go. Y'all see my boy? Y'all tune in to my dog right there. Hey, you got to pull the cam up some. Oh, okay, there you go. All right, we got you.
Like that. Leg up. Go down one. Back down. Leg up. Back down two. And you back up.
All right, so what you did? You switched over?
You see that?
Y'all say you cross your legs over?
Yeah, you cross your leg over.
All right, hold on. Hey, y'all, hold on a second. I got to put some motherfucking clothes on because I'm sitting this bitch down there half butt naked in this motherfucker. All
right, let me show you again. Watch the knees.
Y'all watch my dog real quick. All right, here we go. I'm ready. I'm finna roll.
Did you see that?
All right, so look. Let me show you what I was showing the females. All right, ladies. Can you see? All right, yeah.
You got some scrawny-ass legs.
Hey, bro. Worry about these legs, bro. All right? Worry about these legs, bro. Ladies like these legs, nigga. Ladies like these legs, yeah.
You got some scrawny-ass legs.
All right, check it out, ladies. This is what you do. See how I am right now?
What's up, people?
All right, see how this is how your legs are supposed to be. Crossed over in the back, and you should be actually leaning forward on your knees. And once you lean forward, give yourself a little distance. And all you want to do, this is just for the ladies now. You punk-ass males out there don't be doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Do it right. All right, and all y'all ladies want to do is just come down real slow, halfway. You know what I'm saying? Push yourself back up. That's a woman's push-up right there. Halfway, come back up. All y'all ladies, y'all can try that if you like. I'm going to show the men, you know what I'm saying, how we going to we finna do some real push-ups, you know what I'm saying? I got two different style of push-ups that really y'all can really like and benefit from. Goofy, y'all ever do the diamond push-up?
Like this?
Yeah. All right, y'all check this out. This is a diamond push-up, all right? What we're going to do now.
Hey, hold on. What's up with everybody on Tiny Chat with rags on their faces? If y'all
don't know, this
show yourself.
Fucking Taliban or something, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking get the fuck off.
It look like a Taliban. Listen, all you motherfuckers in the back with your goddamn mask on, I'm a holler at you. Where we at, Big Buddha? This ain't no motherfucking gang show. Get the hell out of here with that bullshit.
This is a workout show.
Hey, Sonny, you finna get your ass banned if you don't take that motherfucking mask off. I ain't trying to holler at you. I'm trying to give you motherfuckers some good info. So if you feel like you got to hide, get the fuck up out of here. All right.
Straight up, it's a workout show.
Get your ass out of here with that dumb shit. All right, check this out. So I got my homeboy, little Doogie Howser right there checking in. Shouts out to Nathan. I see you, Nate. All right, checking out the show. All right. Yeah, that's what time it is. Hey, if y'all want to click on to the show, man, we live on the radio, too. So y'all see me with this motherfucking phone in my hand because I'm on the radio live. And that's the link if y'all want to do. There you go. And this is what we're going to do.
Workout.
Yeah, I'm going to show y'all. All right, check my hands now. Check my hands. All right, this is a diamond. You can't even see that. All right, this is a diamond push-up. All right, this is what you want to do. Let me move over. All right. The object is to get your nose right here in the middle of this diamond. And I guarantee you, this shit sounds way fucking harder than what it is. You want to get your nose right in the middle of the diamond, though, right? So what you do is you kind of get some distance on yourself. And I'm going to set this phone down for a minute and just talk into it. Check it out. That's what you do. Now you're stretching out. You in a regular, you look like you're in a push-up position, right? You're in a push-up. This is the push-up position. This is your position you're supposed to be in. And really you should be stretched out, you know what I'm saying, with your hands in front of you. I know my cam kind of sucks, y'all, so you know, got to deal with that. And what you want to do is you just want to take it. And you want to go down real slow. Now, and I promise you want to practice this first because you will bust your motherfucking nose wide open if you do this shit wrong. All right? So what you do is you go down real slow. And push yourself back up. All right? You're really trying to put your face in the pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what you're doing. You're putting your face in the pussy. Think that the diamond is the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Put your face in the pussy. I'm teaching you some pussy eating 101 all at the same time.
Pussy eating 101 all at the same time.
What to do is go back down.
Ah,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Get that good pussy
back up. Four, five of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You'll be just as,
Yeah.
And we all live on the radio. I got to play some music, man. Y'all hold on a second. Let me get some funky tunes going on. All right, y'all hold on a second, man. I got... I'm already pumped up. Yeah. All right, look, check this out. We're about to play this wheel so we can go ahead and crank this thing up, man. We can get our workout on. We working now live on Tiny Chat, tinychat.com/DJ Smell So Good. I got my dog in the building, you know what I'm saying, with me, Mr. Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, holding it down, real big, straight low record. So, yeah, here we go.
Time. I'm bringing heat to a track like it's summertime. You lames overstressing, but me, I'm feeling fine. Cause I don't wanna race and you ain't touch the finish line. Fuck a hater, he can suck a dick if he play me. Trippin', I have to crack a bottle like Shady. Rappers think I'm crazy cause we ain't in the same space. Hoes think I'm bougie cause we ain't got the same taste. But I'ma get it, my flow is too exquisite. Got a one track mind, so it's money in my vision. You a trick, that's fine. Sugar daddy to them bitches, but I gotta get a meal. But they put me in the trenches. My brother's television. I'm headed to the top. I ain't fucking with no snitches. They fucking with the cops. So it's back to the spot just to get it how I live. They call me an old soul cause I tell it how it is. If you gon' go hard, nigga, I'ma go harder. Lames can't stand me cause I'm a shit starter. I get up on the track and beat it up and have it screaming like wee hoo wee, like Bobby V and Mr. Carter. Something like Charter cause dirty I'm everywhere. You can make it rain, go and throw your money in there. But I'ma stack it up, my hoes, they gon' back it up. I'm coming for that number one spot, I ain't slacking up. They see me blowing up because I got a master plan. I once was there, but now I'm bouncing back like rubber bands. I'm in the midst of haters, but still I'm in demand to be the hottest rap nigga that is known to man. So what you haters saying, this music will never change. It ain't no room for a spitter like me in the game. They wanna dance to the music and her ringtones. Do the stanky leg or kiss me through the camera phone. But fuck that, man, it's time to put them hammers on. Beastin' in the game like I'm straight up out the Amazon. I'm so far damn gone like I'm Drizzy Drake. So when you hit them 808, to come that heartbreak. I got my car straight, pussy, you are all late. I'm about to fuck the game, but this shit is foreplay. And I'ma do it my way. So don't be surprised when this young nigga say that I do what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in. What the fuck is going on with my damn switchboard, man?
Man, I do a blog talk fuck up of the day. Don't start me, goddammit. Don't fuck with me. Yeah, I already know. All right, I'm finna play my artist, man. Y'all need to check out www.myspace.com/Jainu the Princess. This is my artist. And this is Super D on the flip side of it. Song called She Fine. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big, man. Y'all check that shit out. Get your workout on.
Jainu, this is
DJ. Uh-huh. It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good. Uh-huh.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straight you, I drop you, nigga. I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit's crossed, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I stole let it split your ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the church while they play organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beating my dick. He gon' snitch, and I ain't playin' with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. Find a big motherfuckin' nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I straighten you, I drop you, nigga. Who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in a groove. With all them niggas round up, me don't need all them niggas round up. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. It's just me against y'all with guns. And I ain't got one damn ride on the run. When I got the solo, I'ma get rid of motherfuckers like Trick Daddy Solo.
Going right down live, man. We on www. Record the Game Radio. That's how we doing it right here live, man. Y'all already know we're definitely in the building.
I'm not condemning you,
but I got to holler at this lady real quick.
I saw
you
come across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something.
You have
an absolutely breathtaking hiney.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, that thing is good.
Make sure y'all want to call in, man. 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? Man, fuck you. You punk ass bitch. Yeah, you get your ass banned. Each and every time you bring your fuck ass up in here with some dumb shit. Fuck you in the damn Nike shoes you walked in on, biatch. Y'all already know, man. We'll play that shit. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Fuck kind of fools we got, man. Alright, just to let y'all know, man, you boy out of that motherfucking Tampa Bay, Florida, too. It's dirty south up in here, man. We don't play that old bullshit. The hell going on? Your ass motherfucking dusty fucking it. I don't know what the hell's wrong with Cam, kid. Your ass been frozen for like 30 motherfucking minutes with that goddamn serious ass meme mug on and shit. But, yeah, you might want to refresh your shit. Cam, kid. That nigga with that meme mug look like a throwback 70s flick or something. man, fuck you, Cluster. Cluster them beats, bitch. Motherfuckers keep trying to come in. Now, and what I'm finna do is change the setting so you bitches can't do shit. Now, you better motherfucking tighten up. Tighten the fuck up. I ban everybody in this bitch so you can't do shit. You see my dog Goofy Bone out there, man? You know what I'm saying? We working it out. We getting ready for our trip to Las Vegas, man. We going up to Las Vegas, Nevada. November 5th through the 4th. I mean, damn. I don't know what I'm smoking on. November 5th through the 9th. You know what I'm saying? We going to be live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all can check us out. We got the BTR, the Blog Talk Radio host reunion. And that's what we going to be doing. You know what I'm saying? So, shows and these shows, man, hold on, man. Brown, get your punk ass up out of here. Brown, get your punk ass up out of here. I got to reset my settings, man, because, yeah, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, y'all like to check us out, man. It's blogtalkradio.com/SmellyBTR, or you can holler at your boy live on the radio at 347-237-5125. And that's where you can hear the music and shit, because I know if you're on Tiny Chat, you really can't hit on music. But I do play music, do jam. I hold it down for any artist and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? DJ Smells So Good. It's Trefo. You know what I'm saying? Today is time to tone it up Thursday. So y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? Go to AskMen.com, man, if y'all looking for some other workout routines. You know what I'm saying? You look out some workout tips. Let me drop this in there for you. Yeah. Nah, Jedi. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga, Super Nate, right there. You know what I'm saying? He's straight. He in the right place. You know what I'm saying? He all good. Yeah, but shouts out to Raz and fuck you to Crucero. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know. Shouts out to White Boy. You know what I'm saying? White Track Boy. Shouts out to you. Dirty Fresh. Hey, if y'all got some music, man, y'all want it on the radio, send that shit to me. You know what I'm saying? I'll play that bitch on my radio show. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So send it to smellybtr@live.com, man, and I'll put your ass on the motherfucking radio, straight up. That's what I do. That's what we do. Yeah. So that's what we do, man. Let me get into one of my tracks, man, so I can continue to get my motherfucking workout on. And, yeah, that's how we do it. This is motherfucking my dog Goofy Bone. I'm going to get into a little bit. And I ain't got no motherfucking blunt, so I can't get high right now, so I can't even play my motherfucking Get High song. So we're going to go across the world with Straight Load Records. This is some real street shit. You know what I'm saying? This is Goofy Bone and motherfucking Bruce out of 408 San Jose, California.
Real street shit. Real. heat. I got the heat for the summer and the winter. Put your bets on me, cause I am a winner. I spit lightning and I sound like thunder. My flow's so sick, I'm undercover. Now it's time for me to be discovered. I'm the best thing cracking since the 80s, you love it. Let me spit this real street shit in your ear. What you know, post it on the block, no fear. San Jose, my domain, we don't play around. The ring of gunshots popping, my favorite sound. Sharp tank, 408, till town. Grind till I die, I will never bow down. I told you once before, I am a king. These bitches loving my riches, it's so easy. Serving shit to my block, I'm always posted with a Glock. See all your far below me, I'm rising to the top. I was dealt, I will not fly. Hustle 24/7, that means around the clock.
Don't forget to look out for that all-new Belly Wet Back Shrimp, man. Y'all check out our new promo. You know what I'm saying? We got the new Smelly Back Shrimp. It's dropping January 14th, 3009. You know what I'm saying? Smell that wetback shrimp, man. Make sure you get all of your shrimp you can motherfucking eat. Cause it's going down.
How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me? Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp to pay off the boat. So many pounds of gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together. Split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, all the shrimp you can eat.
That's real. Who is this? Anyone listen to the tracks yet? Did you send the motherfucking tracks? Hope you ain't send the motherfucking tracks. Ain't nobody listen to the motherfucking tracks. All right, well, anyways, we live on Wrecking the Game Radio. We got 718 in the building, you know what I'm saying? Probably call up the PlayState order, you know what I'm saying, for the all-you-can-eat shrimp. That ain't going to be ready till 3009. But we taking advance orders.
Well,
it is going down.
I don't know if I want to wait around till then.
Oh, sugar snap. Sweet, let me ask you something.
Yeah, baby.
You had, and everybody and their mama was trying to catch the show. The damn 15-minute quickie.
Oh.
Everybody, I mean, we talked about that show like three or four shows leading up to it. It was like, damn, y'all know Sweet got a quicker, she got a show, a 15-minute show. She, what? Man, shit. We're like, what the hell? What's going on? What happened?
Well, you know, when you got to do what you got to do, you got to do what you got to do. It's a new season, you know, and new things happen in new seasons. I thank goodness for everybody that was co-hosting, and it's a new season, and we're doing a new thing.
They can
come on through. It's a beautiful thing because they're nothing but love.
Yeah.
You know, I'm showing nothing but love, but we're just moving in a new season, you know, and I wanted to throw that up for 15 minutes. I was on the outside, so there was no chat. You know, in 15 minutes, it's not a long time to listen, you know, or to make love, even. You know what I mean?
Right.
That was so damn good.
Mm-mm.
You know, I can't hang out with you too long, you know, because, you know, you keep me nice.
Hey.
But anyway.
You ain't online, is you?
No, I actually.
Damn.
You know,
I'm half naked on Tidy Chat right now.
Oh, are you thinking? I'll go over there right real quick before I step out.
I'm half naked on Tidy Chat. See, I'm trying to. We, you know, we're doing the Tone It Up Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to get everybody toned up. We got shit Goofy Ball and that bitch working out too. We in this bitch getting our swole on. Tidy Chat Live. You know what I'm saying? Trying to show y'all how to tone it up.
To work out too because, you know, I'm a thick thing. You know,
right.
So I'm going to have to work out just a little bit. But what's your Tiny Chat, though?
/ DJ Smells So Good. You already know, got to keep it real, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I've been, you know, trying to show everybody how to do some crunches, you know. Really focus on just some crunches. I mean,
well,
you know.
I need to do that for real. I need to get those. But my daughter was saying I was doing some crazy stuff like, you know, leaning up against the wall and then going Does that work, though?
No, you just talking about pushing up and... No, that's called dirtying up the wall.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just called dirtying up the wall. No, she don't want to do that.
Okay, so I don't
want to
do that. Okay, so I was...
That ain't what you want to do.
I'm blonde sometimes.
That ain't what you want
to
do.
I need to do it right, because I don't like the gym. My daughter had did something with the gym for me.
That's how I started out. I showed the ladies how to do a proper female push-up.
Okay,
there's a proper way to do a female push-up. Now, you don't do it the same way as we work out. Females work out differently than men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what you would want to do, but you would still, it still puts the same amount of strain on your body as it does on a man.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? But it does help. But crunches, you know what I'm saying? When you do crunches, That's just so a lot of people don't have full range of motion.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what the crunches do, it allows you to just to focus in on that one specific muscle. Like if you do a abdomen crunch, you know what I'm saying? Instead of doing a full sit-up, like a lot of people can't come all the way up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To that full, you know, 45-degree angle that you're supposed to, well, is that
right.
45? Yeah, 45-degree angle that you're supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So what you want to do is you just want to stay flat, and you only want to come off the ground like probably 6 inches, if that.
Okay. Okay.
That's your whole workout. It's coming off the ground 6 inches. Mm-hmm. But you will feel your muscle tighten up, you know what I'm saying? So tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what you want. You want that tight muscle feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
Right in the middle of your abs. That's all you want to do is concentrate it on your abs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm, you know, teaching. Like dips. Like if you want to get that you know how they, you know, you look at people's arms and they got that old deep tone cut in their arms. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been, you know, working out. Well, that's just from doing dips. You can do them simply. Like us talking on the phone right now, I'm doing dips. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually
okay,
working
I'm
out.
I'm looking at you right this quick.
Right now. Oh, you taking me out? Oh, check you
okay,
out. All right.
Ads going up there.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. You know, I got a little something now.
There.
I got a little something now, you know. So what you want to do? All right, check this out, y'all. I'm going to give Miss Sweet Love and some D. I mean, sweet D love.
Yeah, you got it.
Some instructions.
Yeah,
real quick, y'all, so y'all be patient with me. I got my dog. Hey, Goofy Ball. I don't think he knows you watch.
No, he walking somewhere. I see him walking.
Yeah. Go. You mother man.
He has a kite.
And
it's 12.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what time
but
it
no,
is.
No, he's been working out.
We've been working out.
We've been working out. Hold on, let me put my camera on still real quick. Let me put my camera on still.
Tell me exactly how to do that, cause you know when I get to Las Vegas, I want to be like, DJ smells so good. Show me how to do this. This is why I look like
saying.
That.
All right, here we go. Check this out. Wait. One of these effects is clearer than the rest of them, though. What the hell is that? All right, let me do a put this phone down. All right, check it out.
Okay.
This is see how I am right now.
Okay.
All right, look at the position of my legs.
Okay, I got it.
All right, see how they crossed and they crossed. They behind my back and they crossed.
Okay. All right.
See what I'm saying? Now I'm sitting on them.
This is for the women.
This is for the women.
Okay.
And I'm sitting on them.
Okay.
Right. All right. So what you want to do? I'm like this.
Mm-hmm.
Get right in the camera. All right, you want to actually have your feet elevated though. See how they off the ground? See how my feet
okay.
off the ground?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm actually off the ground. So
mm-hmm.
it's down here, but you want them up here.
Okay.
All right.
I got you.
Okay. So what you want to do is you want to come out like this. Let me make sure you can see. All right. Put both hands flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're finna do a regular push-up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This is your regular push-up, and all you want to do is come down. You ain't trying to touch the ground. You come down about halfway, like right. Hold on. Let me put this phone down real quick. Actually, that's 3009. I can talk to you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, there we go. Speakerphone. All right, so what you want to do is you got your arms, your legs is knees is down. You want to
okay.
make your knees down, legs elevated in the back.
Mm-hmm.
All you want to do is slowly though. You don't want to. This ain't nothing fast. You know what I'm saying? That's what exercising is all about. Getting muscle tone is just by doing a slow workout. You know what I'm saying? And then you just go down real slow. That's all you want to do. Right here, come back
okay.
up. See, I'm touching the ground. You know what I'm saying? You're going like. Almost.
Okay.
Like, basically, I guess where my fist is at.
Right.
Where my
okay.
fist is at. Like, I would almost just lay on my fist.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm just laying on my fist, basically. That's
okay.
that's as low as you want to go. Because mm-hmm. the lower you go, the harder it is to push yourself back up. So if you all the way down here, and you lying on the ground, well, now you have to work to push yourself all the way back up.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. going to bend your back. It's going to cause more problems that you don't need. You want to keep your back straight.
Okay.
Understand what I'm saying? Keep your back straight.
Okay.
Keep your back straight out. You know what I'm saying? That's how your back going to stay. When you come back up,
mm-hmm.
your back always to stay straight.
Okay.
Boom. That's your push-up. Now,
okay.
when you sit up, easy. Easiest way to do it. This is a real quick, easy way. Lay down. All right. Elevate your
You want to cross your legs a little bit. Now, there's two different techniques. You really don't have to, but it kind of, when you cross your legs, it takes a strain off of your back and other different areas. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Some people do, some people don't. But if you start feeling your back being strained, just elevate your legs. Pull them up a little bit like this. You know what I'm saying? Instead of them being flat, elevate them a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just cross them over and elevate them a little bit. It'll take some strain off.
Okay.
The abdomen and stuff. But I like to do it straight after the do a better workout. So, what you want to do, instead of coming up like this here and all the way up, you don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what causes strain on people. When they do this, they put their hands behind their neck like so.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come up and do this here. See, that them, you just pull. Well, I guess you couldn't really see that. Doing it like this, and you got your hands behind your neck. This is what puts strain on you. When you're doing it like this, see that strain in your neck right there. You see how you're pulling, and you're pulling on your neck, though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What they tell you to do is normally put it across your body, and this is the proper way to do it. When you're doing a sit-up. That's a full sit-up. That's the proper way to do a full sit-up. Now, just to work your ab muscles, just right here, this is all you want to work.
Okay.
Just your abs, you know what I'm saying? This is your target area right here.
Okay.
All you're trying to do, I'm going to show you the contraction, too, of just how much muscle this is going to work. By me doing just a simple raising up in the air. I'm going to keep my arms straight out. Now I got my arms out. Because what you're trying to do is you're actually trying to reach. Like you're trying to grab on to something and pull yourself up. You know what I'm saying? That's the mental mind state you should be in. So you want to do, lay out. And only really that's coming off is your shoulder blade. That's the only thing that's really coming up off the ground. When you lift, that's as far as you really want to go, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're coming back down. That's your crunch.
Okay.
Once you go up enough and you feel this right here contract and squeeze in, you at the point.
Okay.
You're right at the point. You know what I'm saying? Ease it out. Come back up. Come back down. Make sure you breathe properly. You got to, normally when you come up, you hold it. Come down, you exhale. Come up, hold it. Come down, exhale. Come up. Come down, exhale. Maintain proper breathing. If you don't, your muscles will tighten up to the point because they ain't getting no oxygen. That's what causes a tight muscle. Because you don't be breathing properly, you know what I'm saying? That's how you get Charlie horses and all that other shit, you know what I'm saying? Oxygen is cut off to your blood circulation. Your blood ain't circulating right. And this is your basic right here. These two right here, by doing this, it's simple. And I promise you, if you lay there and do about, try to do 10 of them, you're going to feel it. I guarantee you're going to feel it like, whoa. And then for the other one, you know what I'm saying, of course the push-ups. But only do them, you want to do them a set. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, kind of discipline yourself to see how it makes your body feel. Start off doing 10 of them, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And if you can handle 10, you know what I'm saying, wait a few minutes, do another 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wait a few minutes and do another 10. And that way your body, you know what I'm saying, can actually start to feel the effects of a change, you know what I'm saying? Because now you're putting the actual change onto your body. Anytime you work out, you're putting the change onto your body, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. I gotcha.
Matter of fact, okay. Oh, I got one more caller. Let me bring them in real quick.
Okay.
What the hell is this? Sandy J? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 00, 000, or are you just listening to the show? All right. I guess they just listening to the show. All right. Other caller, whoever you are, if you like to talk, you know what I'm saying? Please press 1 to let us know that you want to be in on the conversation, you know what I'm saying? Or if you press 2, that means you just want to listen to the show, which is all good, all gravy with me, you know what I'm saying? You can also check me out live on tinychat.com/DJSmellSoGood, giving live workout techniques, you know what I'm saying? Get your muscles toned up. But this November, you know what I'm saying, coming up the 5th through the 9th, we're going to be in Las Vegas, shutting down internationally.
Ow.
You know what I'm saying? We're shutting this motherfucker down internationally. So
You already see me and Goofy Bone, me and my homeboy Goofy Bone, we getting our swole on now. And, you know, because you ain't got to go to jail, goddammit, to work out. Shit. Gotta get the fuck out of that mentality. You know what I'm saying? We got that goddamn mentality. That, you know, shit. I'm going to be a fat ass until I fucking go to jail or prison and shit. And I'm going to get swole to come back out and look good for the community. You know, what kind of shit is that? I ain't with that. I ain't with that. We're going to show everybody how to get your workout on today. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's
this is a good push-up. This is a push-up for you. You can do this. This is an easy push-up for you. Yeah, same position. Same woman position, right? Female position. Legs like that, right? But all you want to do is, once you... Your main focus now is staying down. Look. Let me see. You want to stay down right here. This is your position right here. So basically, you start from the ground, and you're only coming halfway up. That's all you're doing. Back down. Halfway up, back down. Halfway up, back down. Instead of the full all the way up. You see what I'm saying? So what you want to do is, once you get in a rotation, then you can do them fast. You know what I'm saying? And once you do them quickly, and that's what's gonna start making the burn. And once you start feeling that burn, that's when you know your arms is working out. That's when you know you're getting a good workout. You know what I'm saying? That's all you're trying to do for this. And do as many as you can, but you're only coming halfway up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's real. Shouts out to Sweet D Love. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down with Tiny Check. You know, getting her virtual workout on, and that's what we do. Trying to get y'all pumped up, man. Miss Sweet, don't forget.
Yeah, baby.
We got a new address.
Beautiful.
You know what I'm saying, for you.
You can
write to us now.
Yeah, that was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And even though I was on my way out the door, I needed this.
Oh yeah.
God, thank you so much. And you know, in order to put up your webcam in your room, it says that you need to put a password.
No, that's because I keep having all these punk motherfuckers come into the damn room dropping their fucking link, so I stopped. I just have to, well, like now, if you got your cam on, you can broadcast.
Oh, it's all right now. I'm getting ready
to
get up.
Well, because it's people who coming in and they just, you know, come in disrespecting your room. And
right, absolutely.
So,
yeah, because you know what I was going to type in there, but I was watching you, was how disrespectful is that you putting up your tiny chat, you know?
Yeah, you feel me? Just coming
yeah.
in, dropping your shit.
Hey.
Tom,
hello now. No.
I said,
how that go? And if y'all don't understand that, that's not how that go. That's not how that go, y'all.
Yeah.
That's not how we
do it. I mean, and see, I could have, you know, set it to where it wasn't even, see, right now the room is advertised in the tiny chat form, so everybody see that, you know what I'm saying, like it's an open room or something.
Right.
But that still is not open for you to come up in this motherfucker and just drop your shit.
Hello.
Oh, there
hi.
We go. I don't know nothing about Miss Sweet D Love. What? Good
hi,
Lord.
Baby.
Oh, don't have me.
Yeah, wait.
Oh,
yeah. I'm a little fat. See? I got to work this out.
Not work that out for you, Miss Sweet.
Not
work that out now. You know what I'm saying? Work that out. I'm playing now. You know, I'm sorry. I forgot we was on the phone.
Oh,
you know.
Don't do that. Oh, stop.
I forgot we was on the phone.
I got to call y'all. You make me horny.
We live chat to chat,
wow.
too. You see what you're working with and everything, Miss Sweet. You see
oh,
what you're working
I'm
with
working
now.
With.
Hey.
Yeah,
watch yourself.
Okay, look, I gotta go. I'm gonna be wet before I go outside.
Hey, that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be. Matter of fact, let me kick everybody up out of this chat room. Hold on, let me kick everybody.
All right, I'm showering.
Start
out,
this
okay.
Private tiny chat. Log on to smellisprivatetinychat.com.
Hey, no thought. No, there's nothing here.
Oh.
Anyway, I gotta get out the house. This is my day off, and
okay.
You know I don't even have my eyebrows on right now. So,
okay.
You know,
what you got, dreads?
No. Well, I did have dreads, you know, and this is like the closest I'm going to get to it now is these twists. I'm thinking whether I should go back to my, you know, to dreads. My children say, no, Ma, no, Ma. So, you know, I'm a chameleon. I like to change up, you know. You know how I do.
Well, today, later on in the day, I'll have my hair done. You will see the new hairstyle tomorrow.
Wow.
And I'll actually go ahead and get my...
I'm not home at that time tomorrow. But anyway, I'm loving you, you know, with all my heart.
You know.
It needs to.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I mean, I'm about to put my face through the screen, girl. I'm going to put my face through a straight Freddy Krueger. I almost did a straight Freddy Krueger just there. Came through this phone. You know what I'm saying?
I feel a little nasty. But thank you so much for that. And I definitely will be doing that. And I'll do it the right way. My feet will be up. Like how you said, and I'm going to work that out. I'm going to be working out every day, 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. And
not to that extent. You have to, now, one thing when it comes to working out is you have to give your body rest. You can't just work, and then the muscle don't have time to rebuild. You got you know what I'm saying, the best workout for you is a three-day workout.
Okay.
These ain't no motherfucking pink shorts either, Nat. These are maroon, goddammit. These are maroon. Shit.
Hi, Teddy. Ornette, how you doing?
No, a nigga does not rock pink. No, I don't rock the pink.
Well, you know, they're doing pink and lavender now, baby. You could do it.
Hey, I don't care what them fruity niggas is doing. No, baby, I eat Skittles. I'm not a Skittles. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a bunch of fruit flavors and shit.
All right, y'all, look, I'm out, you know, because I got my day planned. Stop that. Stop it, DJ. Stop it.
Don't have us get the morning. You know, I mean, know how we do it up and down. It's like, hey, hold on, woman. You
lip,
see
right?
I'm live, right? You see I'm live, right? All right.
See, I'm moving.
Let you
now.
Know.
Stop. That's
all right.
A move now, baby. That's
all right.
A move now.
All right. Make me through the phone now, man. Don't make me. Through the phone.
Yo, bad. Stop. See, I got to slap it now. Stop.
That's what I'm about. That's what I'm talking about.
You better get back to doing what you're doing there.
Hey, I'm working it out. I'm just showing
y'all
how to work it out. So, hey,
yeah, you're looking
I'm doing my job.
Yeah,
you know, Goofy want to call me a little skinny nigga and shit, but you know, skinny niggas throw the meat well. You know what I'm saying?
I saw how you was looking out that stuff. I was like, whoa, and then you was going a little faster.
Oh.
Watch out. Somebody getting hurt up in there.
Let me wipe my mouth. I think some milk on it. There's some milk on it.
I love them. You know how I love the girls. I love them. I love them too early for me to be sucking on them, though.
Oh, Lord. Good Lord. We're going to have to do us a special show.
We can do that.
Take this thing back to the adults-only days. You know, when I set my show for adults-only, you know, I'm mature right now. But, you know, I'm a gangster, so don't push me.
All right, so y'all do what you do, and thank you so much for the love and showing me how to work it out right.
Hey,
you know,
that's real.
The woman's way and not the man's way, because we mess up in that and we try to do it, you know, the way that y'all do it, and our body is structured different, you know. So, ladies, you know, follow what the man is saying when he's saying doing it according to the woman's way, you know, so that we don't mess ourselves up, because we want to be right. And Las Vegas is right around the corner, y'all. You know, get busy.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I can't fuck with you, Miss Sweetie Love. Good Lord. Woo! Shouts out to the sexiest mofo flipper. Boy, I tell you, that's goddamn Sweetie Love right there, boy. Ooh, wait. All right, I think this is Miss Black in Iraq. She on the phone, but, you know, apparently her shit ain't working. And that's what's up. Shouts out to Net, you know what I'm saying, representing Hotels.com, Expedia.com, you know what I'm saying, over there in Dallas, Texas. And, we live on TinyChat.com, y'all, /DJ Smell So Good. And that's how we doing. Try to act like something they aren't. What kind of shit is that? All right, wow. All right, well, hey, y'all, if y'all want to learn anything that I didn't teach you, I showed how to do some push-up crunches. I showed how to do some sit-up crunches. And then some dips, you know what I'm saying? All in the comfort of right here on your own show, you know what I'm saying? And
And that's how we do it. I'm going to give everybody a recap, you know what I'm saying, while I play some music. And I'm going to go through all the exercises, you know what I'm saying, that I've covered thus far on the show. And, yeah, that's how we doing it. And coming up, matter of fact, I got to go ahead and get my damn nutty news out of the way. I forgot because I'm on a different fucking time schedule. I'm actually off of my regularly scheduled program. You can actually check out your boy DJ Smell So Good live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. actually each and every day, or daily. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say each and every day, but I'll be up on this mofo. You know what I'm saying? Giving you all the best indie artists, hot news, and everything. So what I'm going to do right now, let me get my motherfucking theme music going on. And, yeah, let me get this here popping. Y'all hold on one quick segundo. Yeah, here we go. Get that. And start it up. My theme music cat. Drop that. All right. All righty. You already know what time it is. This is the time of the day where we read the nutty news of the day. Nutty news of the day is provided to you by nuttynewstoday.com. Where you can get all your nutty news. Yeah. Alright, turn off, motherfucker. Turn off. Motherfucker, turn off. Motherfucker. Did I say turn it off? Turn it off. That damn it, turn off. Like, give me a gun. Shoot it.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Oh. Oh, I had to, about to pull my motherfucking gun out and have to shoot it. All right, y'all. Y'all already know. This your boy DJ Smell So Good reporting to you live out of Tampa Bay, Florida. 8-1 Trey. Trey 4 on the map. You already know, man, like a motherfucking strap on your back. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? And we got news from all around the world. That's how I do it, man. We starting this thing off in New York City. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my New Yorkers out there. Yeah, I guess that's a real word, but fuck it, it is now. Albany, New York. That's where we at. Where police cars repossessed for not what? For non-payment. Wow. All right. In these tough times, lots of folks are losing their cars to the repo man. I know, because my homeboy is one, including the cops. Yeah. The Sheriff's Department of Alexander County, Illinois, is turning over 5 patrol cars to a bank because of non-payment. Yeah, Sheriff David Barquette says he surrendered the patrol cars after talking to bank officials. Wow. Y'all know we, boy, shit is broke. Shit is broke. Bitch can't, bitch, damn. Y'all gonna go to the pawn shop and see a police car outside that motherfucking shit. Goddamn, Officer Joe Davis is pawning in his motherfucking unit and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, times is hard. All right, we often, I'm sick of hearing this shit, y'all. Please. Somebody take a missile and blow goddamn Acorn the fuck up, please. I'm tired of hearing about it. All right, we in Washington again. IRS was using Acorn to give free tax advice to people. Oh, okay, I believe that now. See, I was finna say. Something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? The IRS says it's severing. Yeah, I bet you, yeah, now. Because y'all can't get no more money, bitch. This shit done hit the fan. Y'all know y'all's tobacco for this old bullshit scandal. The IRS says it is severing ties with Acorn, the community activist group involved in the scandal, after employees were caught on video giving advice to a couple, a skinny, dumbass, white-looking boy, and a throat-ass chick posing as a prostitute and pimp. Which, you stupid motherfuckers, I mean, these bitches came in a Halloween goddamn costume, and y'all motherfuckers fell for that dumb shit. Bitch, it ain't nobody walking down the street no more with no motherfucking big-ass 10-gallon hat, no fish in they motherfucking shoes, no suede pants with the goddamn fluffy cuff down at the bottom of it, no diamond in the back with no sunroof top, woo-woo, gangsta white walls. That shit is over. So if a motherfucker walk into your establishment looking like that, you might want to go ahead and, yeah, and tell him Halloween is over. A bitch, you know, you're a little early for Halloween. Throw that nigga a Tic Tac for some trick-or-treat candy and tell him to get the fuck on. Whoa. All right, anyways, enough to them stupid motherfuckers, man. But the Internal Revenue, you know what I'm saying, said it would no longer include Acorn in its voluntary tax assistance program. I bet you fuckers won't. But the program offered free tax advice to about 3 million low and moderate income tax filers this spring. Man, please. All right, anyways, We taking this motherfucker to New Jersey, y'all. We off in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Shouts out to Elmwood. Where, environmental groups say toilet paper is a menace. Man, some people just got too much motherfucking shit to say. But fuck it. Everybody's like, you know, an asshole. Everybody got one, so fuck it. You know what I'm saying? That's their opinion. There's a battle for America's... There is a battle for America's behinds. Yeah, for your ass. It is a fight over toilet paper, the kind that is blanket fluffy and getting fluffier, so fast that manufacturers are running out of synonyms for soft, quilted northern ultra plush. Damn, that's what they're calling it now. It's a menace, environmental groups say. The reason, they say, is that plush U.S. toilet paper is usually made by chopping down and grinding up trees. They want Americans, like Europeans, to wipe with tissue made from recycled paper goods. Right. Nah, I don't think I want to be doing that. Some things, yeah, I drink out of a recycled cup, but I don't know about wiping my ass with some toilet paper that a bitch already wiped their motherfucking ass with. Now, I don't need no period juice on my ass. No, we ain't rolling like that. But, yeah, hey, you know. Okay, shouts out to Net, you know what I'm saying? She popped off up in here. I was giving some workout techniques. Y'all got to hold on to that after the news, man. I'll show y'all how to do some crunches and shit if y'all happen to stay on Tiny Chat. Shouts out to Miss Black in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down for the EOD unit out there. You know what I'm saying? Blowing shit up. You know what I'm saying? One bomb at a time. God damn it. One bomb at a time. That's real. All right, y'all. Public school students taught songs praising Obama. Yeah. A video posted on YouTube appears to show a New Jersey elementary school class being taught to sing praises of the great accomplishments called brainwashing of President Obama. This video shows nearly 20 young children taught a song overflowing with campaign slogans and praise for Barack Hussein Obama, repeatedly chanting the president's name and celebrating his accomplishments, including his great plans to make this country's economy number one again. Bitch, if I see my motherfucking kid singing some gay ass shit like that, I will slap whoever the fucking teacher is letting my motherfucking child listen to that bullshit. You don't be brainwashing my motherfucking child off of no motherfucking propaganda ass political bullshit. Hell nah. Miss Black Woman, I hear you rustling around. I don't know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, but your shit is unmuted, woman. We hear you in the background. You heard to the world. I don't know what you do hear you, though. But shouts out to you for being all silent, bobbing and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Get in one more, y'all. We in Chi-Town. Actually, this is Chicago Ridge, but it's part of Chi-Town, you know. Chicago Ridge, Illinois, where, oh, man. Y'all, come on, people. What the fuck? Did Michael Vick not get the fuck busted? Did Michael Vick just not go to jail for a fucking year? Did nobody just see this black man go through that bullshit? Well, apparently not. Because in Chicago Ridge, Illinois, a home daycare was also the site of a dogfighting ring. Yeah, that's what authorities said. And investigators who raided the house found a blood-spattered garage floor and battered and malnutrition dogs not far from where the children played. Oh, man. Police said four people were arrested and felony dog fighting charges are pending against several of them, including the daycare operator's husband. 9 battered dogs, 4 of which were puppies, were rescued, police said. God. Damn, boy, y'all put Michael Vick on the door. I guess y'all laughed when Mike Vick got busted. That motherfucker was out in the wild open. He didn't even know how to cover his shit up. We got this daycare right here with fleas and shit getting all over your kids, but they're all right.
I'll beat y'all motherfucking ass. Man, what kind of shit is that? Wow. All right. Shouts out to my motherfucking co-host, Mr. Tasha Triple X in Perth, Australia, because that's where we at. We in Australia, y'all, where your doctor, I already know this, may be a quack. Yeah. Bogus doctors offering quack therapy will face jail and massive fines under new laws proposed by Health Minister John Hill. Mr. Hill today announced that the state government will adopt the recommendation of a parliamentary committee examining therapies being offered by unregistered doctors. These included offering to cure cancer through the use of organic coffee enemas, and another practitioner claimed to be able to cure cancer through vaginal blowing. Let me blow your pussy, girl. I got the cure. Let me blow your pussy. Oh, man. It's funny that some of you silly motherfuckers actually sat there and opened up y'all legs and was like, yes, blow it, blow it. All right. Oh, man. We take this thing back to New York, y'all. This is where a college has been overrun by bed bugs. Bed bugs is normally, you normally get bed bugs, I thought, by not washing your motherfucking ass and washing your goddamn, your bed linens and shit every once in a while. Dirty motherfuckers, you. Yeah, several areas of John Jay College of Criminal Justice are infested with bed bugs. Students at John Jay reacted sharply to the news, and bugs have been have invaded the first floor of the school's North Hall complex. While bed bugs are more often associated with hotels and mattresses, experts say that they are a growing problem in the city and offices and other commercial buildings, often spreading through light switches and electrical outlets. Wow. I guess it's that electromagnetic shit that, you know, bring them in there and they jumping, you know, that's all they're attracted to is static. You know what I'm saying? That static electricity in your sheets and all that. Then you a walking fucking lightning rod and shit. So you know you're a good attraction, you know. Well, this is kind of crazy, y'all. Man, this is the world we living in, y'all. Jeez. I mean, shit. We in Kent, Washington, where a woman driver blows a kiss after running down a woman. Yeah. The police say a woman with a history of driving infractions, including vehicular homicide, intentionally tried to run down another woman in a grocery store parking lot and then blew a kiss to the victim before driving away. Yeah. Prosecutors have now charged Shannon Lee Doyle, 35, of Des Moines, with second-degree assault. And detectives say the victim had just parked her car, and she and her daughter, you know what I'm saying, had just parked the car when she and her daughter got out to go into the store. So, yeah, she would have got her motherfucking ass whooped before she got the motherfucking court, because I would have had to send my cousins over to her motherfucking house, and she would have got her motherfucking ass whooped. What the hell, but that ain't in Florida. It won't play no dumb shit like that. Even that bitch that hit two kids, killed two kids and injured the other two, that bitch can't walk around in the streets. She can't go nowhere, you know what I'm saying, without motherfucking somebody getting in her motherfucking ass, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. So you take that choice. How you want it, you know what I'm saying? You want to, you know, I don't know. You want to live right, you want to live wrong. But that was some fucked up shit. She would have got her ass whooped. And, yeah. We in New Orleans. Shouts out to my New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, Saints. Yeah, all right. They ain't mine, but, you know, they miss blacks, so shouts out to them. Yeah, we in Louisiana, people, where bullet makers are working around the clock 7 days a week and still can't keep up with the nation's demand for ammunition. Yeah, shooting ranges, gun dealers, and bullet manufacturers say they have never seen such shortages. Bullets, especially for handguns, have been scarce for months because gun enthusiasts are stocking up on ammo basically in part because they fear President Obama and the Democratic-controlled Congress will pass anti-gun legislation. And then gun sales spiked when it became clear Obama would be elected a year ago, and purchases continued to rise. You stupid motherfucking, hey, listen, white folks, y'all do some stupid shit now. I'm going to tell you, if you need a gun, you don't want to go to no motherfucker. When you buying a gun, 9 times out of 10, nowadays bitches ain't buying guns for no motherfucker protection. That ain't no such thing. Ain't, no. You getting a gun, that's because you want to do something to somebody. You want to shoot somebody. That's the only reason you got a motherfucking gun. You want to shoot something. You want to shoot somebody. That's what bitches get guns nowadays. Well, yeah, it used to be for protection. You know what I'm saying? But then they used Obama as the scapegoat to just stock up on all they goddamn weapons and shit. In the hood, I can go right now and make one phone call and get probably about 4 or 5 guns with ammunition if I need it for less than $500. I can get me a couple of pistolas right now. If you want to get some big boy guns, get them for you. You know what I'm saying? But I guarantee you, your ass ain't finna be filling out no motherfucking paperwork with me. I ain't finna give you no insurance. And if you shoot your motherfucking eye out, bitch, that's your dumb ass fault. I ain't got nothing to do with that. So all that motherfucking President Obama bullshit finna come and ban some fucking guns, man, please. That's asinine, and that's stupid as fuck to even anybody even think of some old dumb ass shit like that. You can't even control the motherfucking war on drugs and slow down the motherfucking the damn flow of drugs that come from another motherfucking country. But you think you're going to slow down the manufacture of guns that are made right here in fucking America? Come the fuck on, people. Come on, man. You got to think about all that shit. Pawn shops. Come on, man. That's asinine, people, to even think of some stupid shit like that. But knock yourself out. Stock up on that shit. Get all your handguns, pistols, and all that shit. Because you stupid motherfuckers, if you don't know how to use the gun, it ain't going to help your ass any fucking ways. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I keep trying to hold on to the... I keep trying to hold on to the internationality, you know what I'm saying? You know, but hey, you know, I do the show by my motherfucking self anyway, you know what I'm saying? A co-host is just eye candy for my entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, that's how we do it. We get right back into one more, man. We're going to get back into some more music. You know what I'm saying? How we do it right here. Don't forget, show is ending early today because nigga got to get up out of here. I got to go make my change, you know what I'm saying, and save it up for this Las Vegas trip. And, yeah, it is going down. We in South Carolina, man. We in South Kakalaki, where the Bank of America pulls U.S. flags from their property. Probably because they're owned by Gaddafi now. You stupid motherfuckers, man. With a name like Bank of America, it was particularly surprising when a branch manager in South Carolina ordered the removal of a U.S. flag honoring a fallen soldier from the bank's property. Yeah. Shouts out, if you see me on Tiny Chat, shouts out to Brenda Earls of Gaffney, South Carolina. Middle fingers out to you. Yeah. Who tried to honor her next-door neighbor, Marine Lance Corporal Christopher Folks, who was recently killed by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan by planting flags along the route the casket would follow. But a Bank of America branch manager, my bad, not to you then, the middle finger goes out to this Bank of America branch manager who pulled the flags from the bank's property, citing corporate policy. Customers already have begun canceling their accounts in protest. Damn! Now, that is true, though, man. And man, y'all, anything patriotic, listen here, people. You don't fuck with patriotism. Put a big-ass Confederate flag up or some dumb shit like that, okay, I agree with that. But the motherfucking American flag, that shit, bitch, that's supposed to be flown from every fucking wherever. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't fly it my motherfucking self, but, hey, you know, that's what y'all was supposed to be doing. I'm a black flag, goddammit. Yeah, I got a black flag with motherfucking green and yellow stripes. That's my motherfucking flag. Shit, fucking right. Well, anyways, last but not least, no, we got one more after that. We'll wrap it up. We're going to Las Vegas, where we're going to be at pretty soon. Hopefully, this ain't going to put something fucked up in us. Las Vegas, Nevada. Wow, y'all. People are living in giant drains underneath Las Vegas. And this is why I'm telling you, motherfuckers, I'm not coming down there to motherfucking gamble. You got me shitting, you fucked up. Hell no. I'm coming down there to do whatever comes fun under the sun. But damn it, we damn sure ain't finna be gambling. I put my money on weed and alcohol. Not no motherfucking, if I want to waste it, shit. Anyways, along with hundreds of others, a couple are part of a secret community living in the dark and dirty underground flood tunnels below the famous strip. Rather than working in the bars or kitchens, they credit hustle, prowling the casinos, searching the fruit machines for money or credits left by drunken gamblers. Despite the risk from disease, highly venomous spiders, and flooding washing them away, many of the tunnel people have put together elaborate camps with furniture, ornaments, and shelves filled with belongings. Damn. That tell you, hey, a house is a home. Where the fuck you make it? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know. And this is tripping me out, too, because this is how motherfucking white folks talking about they're a minority. Listen here, people. It ain't no fucking minority. It ain't no majority. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no more of anybody on this planet than it is of anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Because we all fucked each other way back in the 60s and shit and mixed all that shit up. So ain't nobody pure this, pure that, pure nothing. You know what I'm saying? We all pure human in this motherfucker. If you ain't that, then get the fuck off the planet. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Damn. What? Gaddafi got booted from Trump's estate? We're going to have to read that to y'all. Oh, shit. I read that the other day, but, I you know, he was supposed to be coming down. I didn't know he got booted, though. All right. Anyways, Belleville. We're in Belleville. Yeah, where white supremacist groups say they want hate crime charges filed in the Belleville West bus attack case and are encouraging a protest. Yeah. Messages flashing across neo-Nazi and white supremacist websites today promoting a protest on the Belleville courthouse grounds. People in this town are rightfully angry at the double standard that we know how this would be working if the races were reversed, wrote an announcement on the website for the National Socialist Movement, a white supremacist group. I'm going to have to read more into this because that really don't tell nothing about nothing. What the fuck? I mean, the fuck did they do? All right, y'all, give me a brief second, y'all. This shit finna load up. I guess I can tell you. Shots out to Mother Knows, you know what I'm saying? Popped off up in here, you know. And bed bugs come from foreign countries like India. They are all over the place, and it's not just because you're dirty, and they don't go away either. Well, hey, if you learn something new every motherfucking day, that comes from my bugologist, Miss Nettie Nett, you know what I'm saying? Hailing out of Dallas, Texas. Shouts out to the bugologist. Thank you for that update on bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. India, tighten up your motherfucking shit, man. Stop sending your goddamn crabs over here or whatever it is. All right, yeah, let's see, man. Belleville police officials said they are aware of the protest plans. The beating, videotaped by the school bus camera, grabbed national attention and incited a heated debate about race. Police initially said the assault involving a white victim and two black assailants may have been racially motivated. Authorities later recanted that claim, but the accusation stuck. In both national media and, yeah, they already know that shit. Several students on the bus cheered the attacks and snapped cell phone pictures. Prosecutors said there is no evidence to warrant charges of a hate crime, which is not, because kids fight on the motherfucking bus for running their little punk-ass motherfucking mouths every day, white kids and black kids. If you can't motherfucking back up your shit talking, shut your motherfucking mouth, or you will get punched in it, just like I punched motherfucking kids in their shit when I was on the motherfucking city bus, school bus back in the days. I didn't give a damn if you black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, or anywhere in between. You running your goddamn mouth, and you saying shit that you ain't supposed to be saying. You use a subject to either get your ass whooped on the bus, off the bus. It ain't gonna matter. I mean, he lucky it happened on the bus, because he might have got his ass skull drug, you know what I'm saying, if he was off the bus. It is not racist, people. I don't believe that was racially motivated. I think that little dude was just running his motherfucking mouth, and then he did it all day at school. So right before his ass was about to get off for the bus, or right before they was about to get off the bus, they put the whammies on his motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? He might have said something stupid in school, like, you niggers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got no right to be saying that in school. You know what I'm saying? All right, you got to do is be in school, learn your motherfucking education. Stop trying to be like dumbass adults. You know what I'm saying? Who say stupid shit like that. And subsequently, that's why we get into fights. But that ain't for y'all. All right? And, yeah, I had to read this for the last one, man, because I told y'all motherfucking Gaddafi was coming down here with his big-ass 150-member entourage and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he went to New York, and the unwelcome Libyan thug, you know what I'm saying, Muammar Gaddafi, briefly found a comfy spot to rest his foul head at Donald Trump's palatial. What the fuck are they doing here anyways, you stupid motherfuckers? Damn, palatial estate in suburban Westchester, but town officials and Tony Bedford put the kibosh on the dictator's plans to use his Bedouin-style tent on the real estate mogul's property. The wandering Gaddafi, who arrived in New York City yesterday to a zero's welcome, was sent packing when a building inspector ordered his henchmen to stop erecting the white tent because they didn't have a work permit. Stupid motherfucker. Is it just me, or does this guy look like a zombie? or the old guy that possessed in the movie Cruel. So Trump didn't know who rented his mansion? Don't you think he would have had better business sense than that? Oh, wait, that's right. How many times has he filed for bankruptcy? Yeah, I get how he is still a billionaire. Jones, stupid. Yeah, that's how he stays a billionaire, is by filing bankruptcy. See, that's what they don't want the motherfucking public to know. When they file these chapters 11s and shit, it's a different chapter on what you file. You got chapter 13, you got chapter 11, and it's one or more of the other chapters. Bankruptcy is not a bad thing, people. You know what I'm saying? That's how all these motherfuckers keep getting richer on y'all asses. They go and get all of this credit, $1 million this, that, and then they go ahead and file the chapter. But they get to keep all of that shit once they file bankruptcy. They just got to wait a couple of years so they can go back and, you know, okay, who the fuck cares if I can chill off $1 million for 5 to 7, you know, 5 to 7 years, and then after that 7, I can do the shit all over again. That's all this motherfucker does, over and over and over and over again. He waits. He files his bankruptcy, gets all his assets and shit, you know what I'm saying, while he in bankruptcy, sell all that shit, get all the money off of it, wait for a couple of years till he can do the shit again. That's how the rich stay rich. And the poor keep just being poor, because we ain't trying to be, we want to be Honest Johns and all that old bullshit. Fuck an Honest John, man. You want to fucking be rich, yeah, you're going to have to goddamn get a little crooked. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't play by these motherfucking rules. Fuck it. I'm finna go bankruptcy right the fuck now, tomorrow. And I ain't got nothing but 2 pots to piss in, goddamn it, and half a window to throw that bitch out of. But fuck it. I'll be rich the next day. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how we do it, man. Well, we live right here on Blog Talk Radio, Wrecking the Game Radio, you know what I'm saying, your BTR dial. And it's time to tone it up Thursdays, you know what I'm saying. We got all the beautiful people of the world in the building, you know what I'm saying, all the way across the world to Iraq, you know, all our faithful and you know, patriotic soldiers holding down, man, you know, and just, you know, salute to y'all, man, you know, and just a thank you for all that you do, you know what I'm saying? Even if your punk-ass commanders and shit don't motherfucking tell you, you know what I'm saying? It's much love to you. So what I'm about to do is play my motherfucking jingle, and then I'm going to get into this song because we might be up out of here. Don't forget, 186.2 is on your motherfucking BCR dial starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, people. So y'all got another hour. It's an hour break. I got to get across town. Go get some weed and shit, and then I'm going to tune into this show at 2 p.m. Y'all want to chat again? You know what I'm saying? How that boy smells so good then? You know? This is my theme music right here. Close of business, baby. And don't forget, we still got that new address, man. You send all your inquiries, Trilateral Radio. Yo, hold on. Let me get my jingle out of the way. Goddamn shy romance. This. I feel like I'm drunk and shit, you know what I mean? This. Hey, that's my shit right there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, since I got to be leaving y'all, man, I know y'all want to sing this to me, but, you know, that's how we do. But don't forget, man. Check us out, Trilateral Radio. You can send your mails. You can send your crazy questions. You can send donations. You can send whatever you want to send by the mail. Send it to Trilateral Radio. That's T-R-I-L-A-T-E-R-A-L. Trilateral Radio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and send it to 4402 North 34th Street. That's in Tampa, Florida, 33610. And again, that's 4402 North 34th Street. And that's in Tampa, Florida, 33610. Check that out. Send your crazy questions of the day. Send your nutty news. Send whatever you motherfucking want to send. And we'll get it in. Thank you, everybody. Stay blessed and unstressed. You know what I'm saying? And when you go out there, make sure you tone it up. Huh? November 5th through the 9th, Las Vegas, baby. We're going to be there. Yeah. Shout out to Goofy Bone on Tiny Chat. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check him out, man. How we doing it, y'all. Nigga, fuck you, Anon.
Never leave your heart. side. That's what's on my mind. When you tell me something different about the girl you think I'm messing around, oh, how can we hold our love, baby, hold our love down? Hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving this time. Said I want to moan about it.
Leaving this time.